You're listening to 90.9 WBUR. I'm Jack Lepiarz. Some cities have redesigned buses in an effort to get more cars off the road. That's what happened in Mexico City when it built a faster and more efficient bus system known as Bus Rapid Transit. So, what's it like to drive on the roads there? For the final installment in our series, Viva Buses, WBUR's Zininjor and Wameka went to Mexico City to find out.
Bright red buses barrel down the streets of Mexico City. These buses are part of the city's bus rapid transit system called Metrobus. As you enter a Metrobus station, you tap your card at the gate to pay. Then you're on the platform, ready to board quickly when the bus comes.
So I'm at El Rosario Station. This is line 6 at the Metrobus, and I'm getting ready to hop on with one of the bus drivers, Jorge.
Bus este.
Okay, so this is our bus. Jorge Mares is one of the people behind the wheel of Metrobus.
All right, so we're on our way.
Ya en camino.
Mares has been a Metrobus driver for almost 2 years. His route runs across the northern part of Mexico City.
It moves very fast. Muy rápido.
Yeah. Tenemos que adaptarnos al horario de...
We have to adapt to a schedule, Mares says. So if I get behind, I speed up to keep on time. Mares can speed up because the buses have their own exclusive lane, a key feature of bus rapid transit. And the buses here come every few minutes. We are going to pick up passengers, Mares says. He honks to let them know he's coming. Mares likes that he doesn't have to sit in traffic. He used to do that when he drove moving trucks at his old job. So does he feel bad now for the drivers he zips past?
No.
I feel comfortable, he says, because I'm moving without anyone stopping me.
All right, so this is our stop.
Okay.
All right, gracias, Jorge.
No, muchas gracias a usted y un saludo a Boston. Nice to meet you.
Oh, so nice to meet you as well.
Beating traffic is all well and good for Mares and his passengers on the bus, but what about the people in cars? Julio Rojas is one of those people. He's an Uber driver in Mexico City and not a fan of Metrobus.
Before the Metrobus, we don't have traffic, and now we have more traffic in the principal avenues, like Insurgentes, Reforma, Cuauhtémoc.
Rojas feels frustrated that the Metrobuses get their own lane, which means less space for cars. But transit officials in Mexico City say Metrobus has actually improved congestion. Some people who use the system even ditch their cars. Of course, this is still a city with millions of people.
You know, some of the reason why there's so much traffic on the roadway is because you have so many drivers. People driving, you know, ride-hailing like Uber and some of the other companies.
It's helpful for the people.
But isn't that part of the problem? Aren't you part of the problem, Julio?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a work.
Rojas works as a pastry chef and drives to earn extra money, so he feels he needs his car. He's also quick to say that ride-hailing isn't all bad.
Like Uber Pool, that transportation is better because in one car, four people.
Oh, so now you're saying I'm part of the problem, Julio.
No.
You're saying that I should have shared this ride.
It's better for me. Uber Pool doesn't pay very well.
Okay, so I'm helping.
Yeah.
But also part of the problem because I'm in the car by myself.
Yeah.
Rojas heads off to pick up other passengers. He acknowledges that Metrobus works well for many commuters. The bus rapid transit system is popular, to the point that it's overcrowded. It also doesn't reach all parts of the city, which means sometimes you have to use other transportation options. Still, Metrobus is considered a success in Mexico City, and communities in Greater Boston are looking to bus rapid transit as one way to improve commutes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor and Wameka.
You can check out the entire series, Viva Buses, in English and Spanish, and find photos of Mexico City's bus system at our website, wbur.org.